This is Singularity, a sacred scripture study, and today we're going to cover part two of chapter four in A Course in Miracles. I am Angie, your host of Singularity, a podcast where we're not afraid to ask the questions that lead us to our truth. Each season, we'll be discussing our way through a different sacred or inspired text. Join us with season one as we find our truths in A Course in Miracles, the advent or beginning of a great awakening. And just as the course itself will tell you, this is but one version of the universal curriculum. There are many others. This one only differing in form. They all lead to God in the end. So go ahead and grab your coffee. Have your pen and paper handy and the text if you have it. Don't forget, a free version is available online at acourseinmiraclesnow.com. Now the journey in discovering our truths starts right now. Here we go. Welcome back, Miracle Makers. I am so glad that you're here today because chapter four is so much fun. In fact, going through my studies for part two, just the first few paragraphs, I realized, man, this is a lot of information. And not necessarily is it a lot, it's just information I feel like needs to take its time to really soak in. So my plan today is to just go over those first few paragraphs in part two. Okay, so let's begin with chapter four, part two, the ego and false autonomy. Paragraph one. We begin with this question. Why did we create ego? It completely makes sense why we're asking this question. In fact, we should be asking this question. But then the Course answers it by saying that there really isn't any point in giving answers in terms of the past, because the past doesn't matter. In fact, this is why history exists, because we continue to give answers in terms of the past. Well, what does the Course even mean by giving answers in terms of the past? When we give answers in terms of the past, we are using a word or a phrase to describe something or to express a concept that no longer exists. This is why the Course is basically saying there's really no point in answering this question, and no point in having a reaction to it or to focus our energy on it either. We aren't lacking this knowing, but we are wasting our function on it, on something that doesn't exist. So ultimately, we aren't wrong for asking this question. Which is a good thing, because I'm at that point in my journey where I'm asking that question. And I'm so glad I did, because I feel an understanding of it now, or for now, anyway. But when we ask this question, we are really saying, this knowledge I'm asking for isn't in here. It has to be out there somewhere. And I'll have to take matters into my own hands, my physical hands, and go out in search of this knowledge, feeding into this idea that it's actions done by our bodies and our five senses that I can now find this knowledge out there, when we know that this is a complete contradiction to what we've been studying together in the Course so far. The Course compares perfection to concrete thoughts, because both are influenced by the five senses. Both concrete thoughts and perception come from what we can see, taste, smell, touch, or hear with the body. And then it compares abstract thoughts to knowledge, because like knowledge, abstract thoughts are influenced by the mind, and both abstract thoughts and knowing are made up by systems of ideas understood with the mind, like love. Paragraph 2. Every one of us has made an ego, and we've also made an ego for everyone else. All of us are walking around thinking that we're an individual. And when we do this, when we've made an ego, what we've done is we've claimed a fraction of God as our own, or as our own self. And then to do this, we take the lines connecting everything, and then we go and we form boundaries with those lines instead. Now, ego uses these boundaries then to form the body around some speck of the whole of God that we now claim as me. And for us to make boundaries with the line that God intended to connect us is the complete opposite of God's will or God's design. So now, in the fear of being alone or separate, we've also made an ego for everyone else. So I'm going to do my best to not lose you here, but I feel it's important for us to look at ego and the whole from the math perspective. Now, if I'm able to be clear, this will make for a pretty cool understanding of ego. Understanding variations in math in this way may help us better understand how ego distributes itself within the whole, and why it's always changing and fluctuating as we influence the other. In math, we have direct variations, or the constant of variations. This is about the relationship between X and Y, or my ego, in relation to the rest of creation. So Y varies directly to X, and then X varies directly to Y. Both, when combined, can only equal the constant. The formula is XY equals K. K represents the constant. The constant is the whole. Ego is the variable. X represents our ego, and Y represents everything else, or other egos. Now, whatever amount is left after what I equal is taken from the whole is Y. So if I increase or decrease, I directly affect Y, and vice versa. X and Y are variables that make up the sonship. Variables, originally designed to vary by way of free choice, not ego, which when combined equals the whole. So the course formula would read, the sonship equals the whole. Formulas can be seen as the structure or the laws of God set in place to keep things constant. And at this point, we know the course has shown us all that is real is the whole. Separation and ego are only an idea, not reality. An idea of making pieces equal the whole instead of making the whole equal pieces of itself. Really, it's all the whole, no matter which way we X, Y, Z, or K it. And what isn't real varies, and what is real is constant. So ego, as an idea, not being real, is subject to change. And whether it's just with the thought or if ego is interacting with other ego, other ideas of ego, both are changed. This is just proof that it's just an idea. Okay, math lesson is over. So I hope that I was able to be clear, because the course reveals and relates so much to math. And if you want to do more research on how the course relates to other variations, there are variations in biology and music and so on. So check it out and see if you can see the course in it. Paragraph 3. Okay, so here the course gives us the answer to our ego question. Well, kind of. It's being a good teacher in that it's teaching us how and where to find answers to our questions. To really understand how ego is made, we ask ourselves. That's it? This whole time I just needed to ask myself? I'm feeling like Dorothy right now in The Wizard of Oz. So you mean to tell me that I've had this thing that I've been looking for in my possession the whole time? The Course says it will be made clear when we ask, and we will feel, see how and why we made ego. So its teaching is how. Okay, so now really, the Course gives us the answer here, and it says that we've simply turned our knowing off, making those lines connecting us all that I was talking about earlier into a divide or a wall. But those lines are knowledge pathways meant to connect us all. And when we decide to cut off our knowing, constructing our own ideas instead, this is when the mind began that foundation thought, the thought that I am separate and I created myself. Well, we may have made a choice to feel separate or that we've created ourselves, but what we think we make of ourselves is, one, not even really who we are, and two, it's all built around an already existing piece of the whole that we can never be separate from. The text so cleverly addresses the past in this way. If it's happening now, it shouldn't be a surprise to us to say it probably happened in the past too. Surprise happens pretty naturally within this not knowing state that we have ourselves in. You'd think that we'd get used to the feeling of surprise as much as we experience it within the separation. But it still gets us. This journey that we're on that's led us to the course so far is also the same journey of remembering that just because our minds work this way now doesn't mean it has to continue to work this way. That wraps up this episode. The thoughts I share in each podcast are my best interpretation of what resonated as truth for me. I love to share them with you. My intention is to evoke your own thoughts that will make rise within your awareness your own truth. Thank you for being a part of my journey, and for allowing me to be a part of yours. With your coffee still warm and your notes fresh, Take some time to go inward. Align yourself daily with your truth and take it with you into every experience. And until next time, keep shining.